21 straight hours of talking. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz just did that. The Republicans started Tuesday afternoon and didn't stop for nearly a day. It wasn't a filibuster. Senator Cruz wasn't blocking a vote. He held the Senate floor to discuss something he and some other members of Congress think is crucially important.
All across this country, Americans are suffering because of Obamacare. Obamacare isn't working. And yet, fundamentally, there are politicians in this body who are not listening to the people.
The rules allow a senator to take questions from colleagues without giving up the floor. Senator Cruz did that. The rules don't say what you have to talk about. And during part of his time, Senator Cruz read his kids, who were watching at home, a bedtime story.
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Senator Cruz's marathon effort got a lot of attention, but some of his colleagues questioned the point.
We all admire the senator from Texas for his wanting to talk. It's all due respect. I'm not sure we learned anything new.
So why did he do it? Dana Bash looks at the reasons and the reaction.
Madam President.
Ted Cruz seized the Senate floor and vowed not to let go.
I intend to speak in support of defunding Obamacare until I am no longer able to stand.
To be sure, this is theater. Cruz aides fully admit he's using the Senate floor stage to speak directly to his audience, conservative grassroots activists who fueled his Tea Party upset last year.
Where is the outrage? Where are the senators standing here saying, what a travesty that young people are being denied a fair shot in the American dream because of what we have wrought, because of Obamacare?
Cruz's talk fest is exactly what his Republican leadership, who oppose his tactics, were trying to avoid. In fact, even as Cruz started, GOP leaders were talking to reporters a few feet away, urging him to abandon what they consider a complicated fool's errand. For procedural reasons, Cruz is opposing the bill he supports, funding the government but defunding Obamacare. If you don't follow, that's exactly why many worried Republicans are exasperated.
Effectively, he's saying the fact that you all are not standing with him means that it's Washington's business as usual. Does he have a point?
Well, look, I think it would all be hard-pressed to explain why we were opposed to a bill we were in favor of.
Cruz's scorched earth strategy, tying defunding Obamacare to a must-pass spending bill, is inflaming many fellow Republicans who think if this causes a government shutdown, they're going to get burned.